Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother, and we sometimes talk about a little bit more than Big Brother. Here's our theme music. Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's get the show on the road.
I'm freaking the Frankie out. It's BB16 finally started. Tonight is June 26th, 2014, and we've just finished watching the second premiere night of the new season on CBS. It's already crazy, and we've only seen the two premiere episodes. But like Frankie said, go grande or go home. And it looks like Big Brother 16 is going to be a grande season. I'm Jerry Garcia. Co-hosting with me tonight is Mr. Paul from Minnesota. And it's time for the Reality Roundtable Show with host Michael Cowboy Ellis. And he's got a great guest joining us tonight with Mike Mace from CMT's, gosh, I just lost my train of thought. Help me out. Redneck Island. Just lost my mind there for a moment, folks. And we're going to go up and say hi to Paul from Minnesota and then have Cowboy join us and get this party started. Paul, what's going on up in Minnesota?
Confusion. No.
It is with me. I just had so many things going all at once, and I tell you, when I'm doing too many things, confusion sets in.
Well, my confusion is about how these new twists will play out in strategy and how the game is played this year. That's my confusion.
I know. That's why I opened with I'm freaking the Frankie out, because I can't imagine how all of these twists are going to play out in the Big Brother as we've always known it. It's just going to be crazy. So
I know. I would like to – I'm not sure what your studio, your switchboard is looking like, but this is kind of a surprise. We do take calls. Our call-in number would be 347-237-5506. We might not take them right away because we chat for a while prior. But I have noticed that all of the callers on our switchboard have indicated they've pushed the 1 already, and we normally don't get people pushing the 1. Blog Talk did a new layout of their website. I hope this isn't an indicator. Does yours show all ones pushed?
They do. People are just wanting to talk tonight. I think
no,
people
that's
are wanting to chat about
awesome. This. This is huge. Big Brother is back on, and people certainly want to talk about it, but it was kind of strange to see that so quickly. But welcome, everybody. Welcome to the chat room and all the callers that are already itching to go, but we got to say hi to the star, right?
Our host, Mr. Michael Cowboy Ellis. Let's do this. And we actually are going to play his theme song to bring him up, and I love his theme song so much. Here we go, folks.
At Kitty's place, I should have
been. We got Cowboy.
I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart. Just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Welcome, Michael. They should have been singing some campfire songs on tonight's competition, don't you think?
Well, I tell you what, yeehaw! I hope y'all are all ready for an amazing night. A great way to start the show with tonight's going to be a good night. One of Ron's favorite songs of all time, Black Eyed Peas. And, you know, I tell you what, every time I hear that, I think of him. So it was a great way to start the show. But in the words of Donnie, to pretty colors and high definition. Maybe we need something like that here at the Rad Reality Show. So I came up with great fans, great hosts here on the Rad Reality Show. So I tell you what, I'm loving this season. I knew I was going to love this season when I looked at the bios. I think we have a bunch of fighters this year. I'd really be surprised if we have a lot of floaters in this group's cast. I mean, it looks like they're coming out strong, feisty, boy, but they're going to be opinionated just like we are. So we can be opinionated, ladies and gentlemen, but we're not here to bash them where we're going to hurt their career. We're here as a radio critique, the best in the world. You will hear things for the first time here on the Rad Reality Show. We sometimes have special guests, and we have a special guest tonight that I am just so excited. I had the pleasure of meeting Mike Mace from Redneck Island 2 last year, and I tell you what, this man is a huge Big Brother fan, and the thing is, it's usually I'm outgoing and finding people for the show. He came to me. He said, hey, I want to put my two cents in. And that's what this show's about. It's for the fans to come and be a part of it. And I'm just tickled pink right now that our switchboard is lit up. We want your opinions. You write on our Facebook about Big Brother every day. I had over 100 likes on when Big Brother started last night. I want them 100 people to call in. I want.
Oh, my God, Cowboy. Hi.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was in the screening room, so I didn't get to say my proper hellos to you. But, yeah, it's an exciting night.
It is. Paul, so is it snowing in Minnesota yet?
Oh, hush.
Oh, I tell you what, we've actually had some kind of nice weather. I mean, we can't complain. We need more rain, but so far, I tell you what, I don't have the logistics, but I know just a few weeks ago, the tornado rates and stuff came out. We're at the lowest that we have been in the longest time. We've only, I think, had 20, and I think when I heard it, by that time, we usually can have up to 300. So I am really blessed that, you know, we really haven't had a bad tornado season, so hopefully we keep it that way. But speaking of tornadoes, there's going to be a bunch of tornadoes in the Big Brother house. Don't you agree, Paul?
I absolutely do. When I saw the videos of the interviews of the house guests, I thought there was great potential for some conflicts and drama, and certainly you don't know how this twist will play into creating that drama as well, and Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be a great season. I can't wait till the feeds come on a little under 3 hours from now. We'll get to see the live feeds and really get to know them.
Absolutely. You know, we don't usually do this, but, you know, I don't know if we're going to have problems, in which I have to say there was no disclaimer on this season of Big Brother. But you know what? That you've got it handy. We are going to put a disclaimer on this show because there's no telling what's going to happen. We're going to be safe this season. We're going to put our disclaimer up way before something happens. And I was really shocked that we didn't see a disclaimer on Big Brother the past 2 nights.
So are you asking me to play the Rad Reality Show disclaimer?
I am. We're going to protect ourselves this year. We're not liable for any ears or any sounds that come out of anyone's mouth. We probably should have played that last week. No, last week was great. But I love our disclaimer, and it's just a quick sec. It's not that long.
The views expressed by guests and callers into the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
All right, we just protected ourselves. Thank you, Paul.
No problem. I was, like I said, I was away for a while off air in our screening room taking some calls, and I came back. I'm not sure where Miss Cherry is right now, but I wanted to let you know, Cowboy, that we already do have your special guest on the switchboard, and whether you want to bring him up right now or not, let me know, or we'll let Cherry do it.
Absolutely. I'm ready to have him on the switchboard. I know that he's been dying to come and put his 2 cents. He's a fan of the show, and I know that he's ready to put his application in for Big Brother, and we've got a root for him, and you know, he always has some great insights of what he feels like as a reality star, because he is an ultimate reality star. You know, if you don't know Mike Mace, go pull up YouTube and look up Redneck Island 2, and you will fall in love with this guy. Even if you're a guy, you'll fall in love with him. He's a
hard
goat, and he's a party animal, and I want to get J-U-Double-D, him and I together one time, and hang out in Nashville. I think that would be awesome. But let's bring him up, Paul.
All right. I did do a clip of for him prior to bringing him up, and I think it was, if I'm not, he'll probably correct us. I think he was on season 3, actually, but here is his clip. There we go.
I'm a creek swimming, beer drinking, Johnny Cash listening. Longnecks and rednecks are my friends. You know I'm coming to your town. Somebody pour me another.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Redneck coming to Cowboy.
Mike Mace, how are you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Cowboy? How you doing, bro?
I tell you what, it's always great to hear you. And did we mess up on your season? Is it 3 or 2?
I was on season 3, man. I was sitting here laughing at you calling me on season 2. I was like, nah, that ain't right.
Hey, you know what? We got to have bloopers in the show somewhere. So that's my blooper for the night. So how in the heck are you? It's been, I mean, almost in a Big Brother of last season that we actually had you on and actually talked. How's life been treating you?
Man, I'm sitting here at a bar right now called World of Beer, sitting up here drinking some Mexican beer that I had when I was on Redneck Island, enjoying the eye candy and playing a little bit of cornhole right now.
Well, I tell you what, you probably already have about 3 phone numbers knowing you. I've seen you in action, and this man, he's got more moves than Matt Jagger. So I tell you what, I'm really excited about this cast, and I know that you started, Facebook emailing me and stuff and saying that you also are liking this cast this year. What did you think the first impressions just by their bios? Who stood out the most for you?
Well, I mean, of course, you know, I'm going to like Donnie. I mean, I'm on Redneck Island. The guy's from North Carolina. He comes to the house wearing camo. How can you not love Donnie?
Absolutely. And tonight, when I heard the cricket noise, I was like, holy crap. I mean, here's a man that is, I mean, I think he's a wild card. I think America loves him. Today, or last night when I went to work and stuff, everyone was talking about Donnie. Everyone's talking about Donnie. And I tell you what,
I'm picking him right now for the win.
Oh,
I'm making my week one prediction right now for Donnie.
Well, I think he's a very deserving guy. I think we're going to learn a lot more from him. He reminds me so much of Duck Dynasty, and I think that's what they wanted. I mean, obviously, Duck Dynasty is this, you know, crazy multi-million-dollar show. And then you bring Donnie in that is a groundskeeper. I tell you what, they casted some unique characters that I think, I mean, of all things, Devin, you know, trying to partner up with Donnie, Double D's. I mean, who would ever expect that? I really hope that them two actually stay together and work together because I really like both of them. They're one of my favorites of the guys. I really don't care about Zach. I don't think I'm the only one that feels that way. But I think that he's trying to be another Dr. Will instead of being himself. Because even in his diary rooms, it just, to me, I thought I was watching Dr. Will all over again.
I mean, to me, it seems like he's already a little bit too full of himself. Like he thinks he's already won. And, I mean, as you know from being in the house, it's going to be a long summer, and he's got another thing coming.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is I know this sounds bad, but that's one of the great things about Big Brother is you want him on your team. And everyone's like, what? Why would you want him on your team? I'll tell you why I would want him on my team. Because everyone's coming after him first.
Exactly. you know, for people that have not been on a reality show or people that are thinking about being on a show, the best strategy you can have is to keep the most hated person on your side because that keeps the target off you.
Yep, but the bad thing about that too, and Mike's going to agree with this, you have to babysit. You know,
exactly.
You're there, you're babysitting, but you know that's a good strategy. If you can babysit that player, you know, I still believe I have one of the greatest alliances of all time. I don't think we were the best, but the Four Horsemen really came out. And the reason why I picked the two of the four of us was they were crazy. They were outgoing, and the targets was on them. It was the best thing that I could ever do in Big Brother. And I think in 10 years later, if I actually went to the jury house, and I said that, you know, there's no telling where I'd be sitting right now, but probably still flat-ass broke, but that's another story. but, I mean, you have to have some crazy in your alliance, but the biggest thing is you got to babysit, and that's sometimes the hardest part about a reality show. Was there anyone that you had to babysit on your show that would – you know, just say something at random, and you're like, what are you thinking, dude? Or do this?
Yeah, I mean, if anybody's watched Redneck Island Season 3, then you know who I'm talking about with Travis. You know, we started off from day one, me and him were tight, and I wanted to keep him close to me because I knew that nobody liked him. The problem that I faced, though, is when everybody wants to keep the guy that's not liked around, then that starts picking off the people that are liked because, you know, they want to keep him around to keep the target off them so they go for the next target. And in my situation, you know, I had a all-female alliance working against me, so they picked off the stronger guys first and then left Travis right there at the end.
You know, it's funny you said an all-girls alliance. As we saw last night, we saw a team of girls supposedly saying, hey, let's team up, let's get the guys out. Do you think that they're going to be strong enough, in which I have to say, guys, this is just for talks. I may love her outside of the house, but Pow Pow already drives me up the wall.
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be the strongest female alliance we have ever seen in Big Brother history for the next 3 weeks.
Right.
And then after the 3 weeks, that's when the female and each of them is going to come out, and it's not going to last anymore. We've seen it on every show that you can think of. When the girls try to get together, they end up stabbing each other in the back quicker than the guys do.
Right. And I guess their alliance name is El Crutro, which El Cuatro.
El Cuatro or something.
See, I'm not good on my Spanish, and that has to be a Spanish name.
I think Cuatro is Spanish for four, and the only thing I know how to say in Spanish is, bring me another beer.
Por cerveza. Mucho bol, or something like that. I'm butchering their language. It's bad enough I butcher the English language. But
yeah, I speak two languages, English and Southern.
And redneck, which is part Southern. I tell you what, I really, really do love the single mother of three. I think that I really like to see her get with our good friend Luis Stavaro. He's got a good friend that is a police officer that's in the house, and that's Derek. And and I would like to see Derek kind of helping her. I think that this is – we have, what, four parents in the house. And I love seeing parents just because, you know, of my kids. And I'm a father, and I've, you know, played the game. And so it's like one of them things where – they have something in common, and I hope that it works out. The one thing I notice, and believe me, I know you have too, Big Brother really wants a lot of showmances this season, don't they?
Some good-looking people in the house, that's for sure.
And I think that's why the trees and the beehive and stuff like that, the birds and the bees, it's a great way to try to lighten up the mood for some showmances, but I think that in this season, a showmance would possibly hurt them because of how aggressive this cast is. They're going to find a way to get rid of you, and when they find it, they're going to use it.
Well, can I just say, thank God Amanda and McCray are not here this season. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I tell you what, I honestly feel like that the casting, and this is my opinion, guys, and this is only our second night of watching. I'm really excited for the live feeds to come on here in a little while and get the feel of the house guests. But I have to say right now, the casting did a great job. I think Robin cast, and I hope it stays that way. You know, but the thing is last year we started liking it so much and then it just faded, you know, and I really hope we don't lose the momentum this season of Big Brother. I think with the athletes that you have in the house and the pretty body girls in the house, it's going to be a great season. And I have to say this. I love Frankie. Frankie is probably the most energetic person that I have seen in a while besides Luan. I love Luan, and that will never change. But Frankie is in that house just for show. And,
Frankie's personality reminds me of Enzo a few years ago.
Of Enzo?
Yeah, he reminds me of Enzo, that off-the-wall guy that everybody loves and wants to hang out with and will say whatever it is to put a smile on your face.
Right, and you know, the thing is before Victoria came into the house tonight, he was aligning himself with guys, and you do not see that in a lot of times. I mean, obviously, I don't know if he's the gay dude for this season, but I think he is. So it's one of them things where it really shocked me, because usually the guys like that will go straight for all female lines. It happened in my season.
Yep.
And I'm really love how the guys of right now, I can't wait until the live feeds, they love them too. I mean, you almost have to love Frankie. I mean, he's hilarious and funny. And I think that's what's going to keep him around for a while. And, of course, his sister, who she is going to help keep him in the house a little bit longer too, probably. But I feel like that they did a good job about getting a character like that, because it's entertainment. And we're not going to be bored watching him and Donnie, because I tell you what, some of the things that Donnie says, Donnie's a funny guy. He just, I think, keeps it to himself.
Donnie's a funny guy, and he's the guy that's going to, everybody's going to like and not want to vote to get him off, and he's just going to slide right all the way there to the end. And that's why I'm putting him right there at the end, because when it comes down to jury, everybody's going to love Donnie.
And the thing is it's going to be that one person pointing that out that's going to hurt his social game. And that's what happened to Judd. Judd, they thought he was also like America's Player type thing, but Judd was a likable guy. And
Judd was a likable guy, and Amanda McCray had so many different kind of rumors and things going around about him and everybody else in the house that nobody knew what to believe last year.
Absolutely. It was just so chaotic. But how do you feel? Because I would love to get a caller, because we have a switchboard full. They've been waiting for this. But I want to know your opinion real quick, and we'll actually ask the caller that we get on what they feel as well. But how do you feel like that there's two HOHs and four nominations this year?
We've seen the two HOHs before. I forget what season it was, but it was, the twist was, if they couldn't agree on the nomination, then they would both go up on the block. This is the first time that we've seen four nominations. I can see it very clearly being, the first eight against the second eight for the first half of the season, and then once everybody starts to, get comfortable with each other and get aligned with each other, that's when the real alliances are going to be strong. But right now, I'm not the guy that's going to want to be HOH. I'm the guy that wants to be second or third place. So I look strong, but I'm not a threat.
So do you think that this is a perfect game for a floater this season just because of the new twist?
For the first half of the season until the rules change, absolutely.
It makes a lot of sense, because I can see – get in the cracks, because what I don't understand, and maybe y'all pick this up and we'll know more probably when the live feeds come on. What I don't understand is you got four nominations, the two HOHs come together and battle it out. So what nomination stays on the block? Does the team that wins, are they completely safe? And the losing,
that's how I'm seeing it.
I think that's the only way I think you can do it. So it's like one of them things where what was weird is you heard Caleb say, who wants to lose this for me? Why in the world would you go out saying, who wants to lose this game for me? I mean, it's like, I don't know. I don't know if he's just, I don't know. To me, him and Zach are going to be, I don't think we'll see either one of them in freaking jury. I really see them two being out in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, I see Zach being the first one out, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. So, Paul Cherry, I would love to have a caller. Mike, what do you say? You want to get a caller up and let's see what their input is? Because I know that the switchboard was full before you called in. So I'm just ready to see what the fans think of this show. And if y'all have any questions, call in. And we're not experts, but we're experts.
Yeah,
you're
I'm definitely
gonna be
not an expert.
And get this, we don't charge for it. This is a free show. So let's have fun. So, Paul Cherry, who's up next?
We have, I'm sorry, I dropped off Cowboy. So, at any rate, we have a Big Brother fanatic. She said she's a first-time caller. And, and we welcome Lena to the Rad Reality Show, and let me just do this for our first time caller.
Aw, thank you.
Welcome, Lena. You're on the air with Michael Cowboy Ellis from BB5 and Mike Mace from Redneck Island 3.
Well, thanks for having me. So, you want to know my opinion? I don't like the twist. I don't like these twists, to be honest with you. What's that?
Dun, dun, dun.
Am I still on?
You are.
Oh, okay. I don't like the twists. Obviously, it's they need to change the game up a bit, right? So we'll see how it goes. I really, really like the cast. I think they did an excellent job this time on this cast. I haven't really picked anyone out that I don't like. I know there's a lot of hatred out there for Caleb, but I'm a girl, so I'm going to say, I mean, he's some, you know, he's some eye candy for me. But I'm being honest. And so I think it's a great cast. And I think, you know, we just have to see the way the cookie crumbles here. It's two HOHs, four people up on the chopping block, and then they got to duke it out. So that'll be interesting.
Absolutely. And so besides Caleb, who else do you like in your mix? Who do you feel like is maybe good entertainment? Because I know it's kind of tough right now to say who's going to win it, which, I mean, you know, Mike Mace has already told us that it's going to be Donnie. But who do you think stands out the most?
Like, entertainment-wise, Frankie.
Definitely.
And I really like Donnie. I can't ever watch Donnie and see him talk or whatever. And I just think he's such a genuinely nice, sweet guy, and they need that. And I think that little firecracker of powwow or whatever she calls herself.
Our little DJ from New York.
Yeah, I mean, she's gonna bring some things to the table. So I see things happening here, and you know, it's exciting. But I love Frankie. I mean, come on.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I tell you what, I really do love Christine. I think that she loves the game. She's been a fan. I think she's going to be someone to reckon with as well. I think that she's going to be quiet at the first, and then boom. Because, I mean, she studied the game. I think that she is good. I don't think that, you know, she's going to be a target. But, again, we won't know a lot of these answers until we start watching the live feeds. And that's what's great about having the live feeds.
Yep. Absolutely. And the other thing is I don't understand how if you've watched this game in the past, why you come off as this big threat firecracker right in the first couple of hours. It's just it the immediate target goes on your back.
Yep.
They don't learn to shut their mouth. It's really interesting that you watch this over and over and over again. Yes, they're pumped and they've got physiques, and they have these attitudes and they want to show what they are capable of, but you are a target right off the bat.
Do you think it hurt Frankie's game by winning the first HOH, or do you think that he's going to do it with class and no one's going to care that he was HOH?
I don't think he's going to leave that much of an impression as an HOH, to be honest with you. Caleb will.
Yeah.
But I don't think Frankie will. I think his impression after his HOH, depending upon, you know, how he acts as an HOH. But other than that, I don't think he's going to leave a big impression.
You know, Frankie reminds me, and Mike, what's your input on this, but Frankie reminds me of a manager that I have that can bring you bad news but still make you happy in the same.
Exactly.
I mean, he's the sprinkles on a bad news. I mean, he's literally, I think that he, and I know it sounds weird, but I think that he, anytime, as of right now at the beginning stage, anytime that he puts two people up, I guarantee you they're going to smile and shake his hand to the most part, and that's it. Caleb, on the other hand, they're going to want to black eye.
Yeah.
You know, apparently, he's good, or Zach's good at getting black eyes. But, to me, why in the world do you go on national TV and show a black eye? I mean, I don't want that. I don't know. To me, I don't want that.
I think they kind of blew their strategies, whatever strategies they already have. Kind of think they blew it out the water already. When you become cocky and, you kind of sit. And the girls, a few of the girls, and I'm sorry, I can't remember all their names. I think it's that Victoria. You got to ease up on the cockiness. I know it's entertainment, and you've got live feed, and you've got people watching, but that is the easiest way to become a target. And I always say, if I ever get on this show, and I hope I do,
we wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
Me and you are going to be on a
I know you have other callers, so I will let you take them.
I tell you what, we always love first-time callers. We are really excited that you call in. Please be a part of the roundtable. It's every Thursday, 9 o'clock Central Time. And also on Mondays, we do Michelle Costa does Manic Mondays at 6 o'clock Central Time.
So please
be a part of the Rad Reality Show. We're a huge family. We love hearing your input. Sometimes I am going to throw her under the bus. We have people like Kansas and stuff like that come, and I love their opinion that literally just enlightens, and they say whatever because that's what Big Brother is about. That's why we come together. This reality show has brought a lot of fans to be friends.
Absolutely.
It's an amazing game. But I will agree with you that I do not like the twist. I feel like that it has – maybe possibly jeopardize how I feel Big Brother should be ran, but ultimately on a fan base, they had to do something. They had to change up because we're in 16 seasons. I mean, we can't have the same boring stuff every year. So I'm curious to see if this new twist actually pans out just with the rest of us. Lena, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. We hope to hear your voice again. We always have different celebrity reality show. I call them celebrities, but they're just everyday people just like you and I. So thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate
it. I'll call in again. Thanks for having
me. Thank you. We appreciate that.
All right. You have a good night.
You too.
Thanks,
bye.
Lena.
Now, Cowboy, before we take our next caller, I want to ask you something.
Okay.
Do you see this going as, I'm going to call them Group A and Group B because of, you know, like, you know, Group A be the first eight that came in, Group B be the second eight. Do you see this being a group versus group challenge for the first half of the season? Like Frankie putting up two people from the second half of the people that came in and vice versa?
You're saying like Frankie will put two other people up from Team B and then Caleb will put two people up on Team A?
Exactly.
Well, I see Frankie doing that. Caleb, I think that he'll put two people up on the block of B just because he is, I don't know. I don't think that he's going in with a strategy. I think that he is playing Russian roulette, and I think that it's going to come back and bite him in the high end. I feel like Frankie's going to be true to that first eight. The one thing I disagree about how they did it was the first eight was in there hours before the second. So you created a bond that, I mean, quicker than Team B. So I don't know. I think I see Frankie putting two people up on B, and I possibly could see Caleb doing the same thing. This is my question, and you probably don't know this either, but can they put the same two people up on the block? How do they come to the conclusion of the four going on? What happens if they pick the same person to go up on the block?
Oh,
dun, dun, dun.
You know what, Cowboy? I didn't even think of that. See, this is why I think they got to be split into teams. Otherwise, that is a possibility that unless they talk to each other ahead of time. But wow, I don't know. I'm going to give the twist a little bit longer to really understand, but. I think,
Paul, we're going to know when the live feeds come on because, you know, obviously they're going to talk about it. This is the twist I kind of like if they do this. The two HOHs have to go into the room together, discuss who they're putting up, and see a strategy between both HOHs. I kind of like to see that. You know, the dynamic of what Frankie and Caleb is thinking and see it in live talk and see what each other's thinking. I think it's a beneficiary of being a HOH for the first time and the second time to pick the brains of what the other person's thinking. And that way you can take that knowledge and take it back to your true alliance.
Yep. And you got to think, I mean, we're only going to have two HOHs until, you know, for a certain time until it gets down to when we get to the jury. Then it'll probably go back down to the normal game that we all know.
Right, and I wouldn't surprise. This is going, I think, 90 days. And Paul might have a better date, but I think it's 90 days. I feel like with 90 days, we will see a returning player possibility the way that they're doing the design. However, there is 16 people, but they are going 90 days. So there may be that possibility. We may see another person back.
Now, are you talking about another person from a previous season or another person from this season that's already been or that will be evicted?
This season that gets evicted.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. When was it they did the Valentine's Day season when they had like the couples and everything like that, they brought back a couple people.
Yeah, but they only had, I think, what, 13 in their season?
It was like 14, I think, because I think it was like seven couples of
two.
Oh, it
wasn't
13.
It was an even match. I'm a dummy. But yeah.
Yeah, there was
one
threesome in the house that we didn't tell y'all about.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing is, I don't know. what do you honestly, because I'm ready for another caller if we have one, but what, and this would be great for the next caller, what do you think about Team America? Do you think that Joey actually was chosen by the American people?
Based off of bios, yeah.
Okay.
Without doing nothing but reading the bios, seeing the picture, yes.
So do you think that was a good choice now after seeing her for a couple of days?
Yes, and I think America is going to be more lenient towards, as we're going to call them now, Group A, because we've seen them on TV longer than Group B, and we've gotten to know them a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, this is my theory. I think we possibly, this is the three of, so one of them's not going to make it. I think we're going to see Donnie, we're going to see Frankie, and we possibly will see Christine in that bunch. So I feel like that is your four favorites of, you know, of the house as of right now. I mean, until they go in and jack some up. However, Amber had as much Facebook likes than Frankie. That's what really shocks me, that Amber was not in Team America, because
right.
she had as much Facebook likes as Frankie. So I was really shocked that it wasn't neither one of them.
And, you know, I'd love to hear this from the call we got coming up. Don't you feel that you're more involved with the team that came on last night than tonight based on just the fact that we met them first?
I love them better. I mean, and love's a strong word. I literally
yeah.
feel like I've invested more time in the first eight than I have with the second eight.
I agree 100%.
And that's human nature, especially the game of Big Brother, is we invest our time into these players. I mean, we have, I think everyone on this chat right now going on has literally spent some time looking at bios and videos. But
yeah.
when they threw in that first eight, that literally put a higher attachment to the first eight.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So, all right, we're ready for our next caller. Paul, Terry, we're ready when y'all are.
Oh.
Okay, we've got – go ahead, Paul.
No, I was just going to say I'm having some computer issues right now. Go ahead.
Okay, we've got – Laura McDonald and Panther on the line with us. Panther, Laura, go on. You're on with Cowboy and Mike Mace from Redneck Island.
Hello, guys.
Hello, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How you doing?
All right, this is when Panther does her rural, whatever, how you do it. Absolutely. So, Panther, what do you think of the new cast? Do you feel, as of right now, do you feel like casting did their job as of right now?
Okay, I've got to tell you, I did not see tonight's show yet because
okay.
we went to New York last night for the premiere party.
How was that?
Oh, my God, it was amazing. It was really amazing. But we have been stuck in traffic, and we're so over it.
We were with
over it. Oh, yeah.
So,
well, yeah.
Can you let us know who was on Adam Pock's premiere party last night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yes. Gina Marie, of course, Adam, LaJuan, Michelle Costa, JoJo, Judd, Jesse, Crazy James, Enzo,
Carol,
and Carol. Oh, yeah, and Eric Stein.
Was Gina Marie there?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Was she all over JUWD?
Y'all had a party.
It was amazing. I mean, I'm going to say, if not more, there was at least 200 people there.
More than that.
That's impressive that Big Brother, after 16 seasons, 200 people come together in New York. Mike, just so you know, Adam Pock does a premiere party in New York every year, and it is just, it's just crazy, but it sounds like this year was the biggest turnout in the past few seasons. Am I wrong or right?
No, I'm pretty sure. I've been to all of them that he's done, and it definitely seems like last night was the biggest so far.
So just so everybody knows, because I'm sticking my nose, of course I got the invite, guys. Just so you know, I was invited. It's just sometimes hard to just say yes to every event that's going on, especially raising three kids. But did they charge at the door? Did the money go to any type of charity? How does that work in New York?
You just walk in the door and you go up a flight of stairs. And you start mingling with the house guests. And then when Big Brother comes on, everybody yells, "Shut up!" And they all start watching.
So
now, is there a lot of alcohol at this party?
Yeah, guess what? Fun.
All right, Cowboy, next year we're going.
We got to add this to our but Mike, what if next year's an all-star season? Because Allison Grodner did say that all
in the near future
is in the near future, but the near future for her is probably in the next 10 years. So,
yeah.
And I have to say that because we all thought that this year was an all-star season. They literally threw. And I think all of us veterans was just ready for the phone call. It wasn't just Michelle Costa. Where it is, Mike, I don't know if you got in on the mix, but we all honestly thought that Michelle Costa was in the house. We were calling her full of crap. And she's not any part of the cast or anything because she was at the premiere of New York last night.
And I know for a fact because we were in a hotel room with her all night. So if she's sequestered, Laura and I are sequestered, and so is Mama Costa.
That's too funny. So, Panther, so did y'all talk about how everyone did not believe Michelle Costa? What did she say to you? Did she say, like, these fans and people are crazy thinking I was in the house?
Yep, and she still claims, I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, I love that girl. And, you know, before we go to other callers, if we have anyone, but I want to say, hey, Mike, just so you know, I'm president on an organization in New Hampshire called Toys for Tots. You might have heard of it. You know, you get presents and give to kids and stuff.
Right.
Panther is the founder of the organization. She founded it 7 years ago. This is going to be my sixth year to be part of it. I think I'm throwing this out right. And it's my second year as president. And, of course, Michelle Costa, this is her reigning year for vice president. So we come together. Last year we had some amazing reality stars come out, and it was the biggest event that we have ever done in New Hampshire. And when we dropped off the toys to the Marines, the whole U-Haul was full of toys. And, special thanks to Jessie to get us started. She raised over $2,000 from her fans and family. to get the season off. Jeff Doe, myself, we cooked. It was just incredible event. And we've kind of changed some things up for this season to prepare for a bigger year. We've actually started our event earlier, and we'll talk more about that later, but I think that there's an event in July. We're just starting to get full of things the early to raise money and try to give to the community of New Hampshire. Mike, you are first. We might have to get you up there. I'll give you the details, but it is an incredible event. You will really enjoy yourself.
I mean, you know I'm always in for anything. And, Panther, I mean, I don't know what your schedule's like, but, Cowboy, you know we got that event coming up in Louisville here in about a month and a half. I'm looking forward to, as long as you don't get me drunk the night before.
You know, guys, you know, it's funny he says this, and I have to say this real quick so y'all can understand Mike and I's relationship. And what's so weird is Mike and I began, we started in a room together. It was just Mike and I. And it started out, I had my own room. And I was like, oh, I'm sitting pretty and whatnot. And I was like, hey, Mike, you can, you know, bunk with me. You can come in their room and everything. And then two other Redneck Island, oh, my gosh.
Bailey and Stacy.
Yes, so they move in. And so what's so funny is one of the young girls was going to be my partner on the race. And so on the night before, I was like, you know, don't drink a lot of alcohol. It's going to kill you in the race and everything. And so I'm buying Mike drinks and having a good time. And he's living it up in Louisville. Well, to come to find out the next day, he's my partner in the race. Well, I gave him too much alcohol, and he had to stop a few times because he was like, you tried to kill me last night. And but I tell you what, it's really, Mike was, but Mike and I finished better last year than the first year that I did. I actually tied for last place the first year. In the second year, I did not even come near last place, and Mike was like this incredible competitor. And Louisville is just, it was just crazy. Cherry was there both times. She got to see, she saw the way that I looked the first year, and I think she was ready to call an ambulance because I looked like crap. I was hurting so bad. But the thing is, I took the initiative. I drank too much Kool-Aid the night before, and, yeah, it ate my lunch. So I was given Bob was going to be my partner, you know, advice not to drink that night. And here I am, I'm my original that my partner would be, drinks, and it ate his lunch.
Yeah, I think the best part about that race is when we jumped off the course and went to McDonald's and got something to eat.
Oh, yeah. So Mike and I kind of broke the rules a little bit. We were halfway in the race, and we were a little bit hungry. And people goes, how can you eat and do a almost, it was almost a three-mile run radius. But we literally broke off of the race and went into McDonald's and bought a sandwich and drink and ate and drunk and still did better than I did the first time. That tells you anything. It was just, we really had fun. Mike is just an amazing competitor. But if I do it again, no beer the night before, nor McDonald's halfway through.
Yeah, we're definitely doing it again this year. I'm looking forward to it. Should be like about, what, the end of August when we do that race?
Yeah, something like that, absolutely. Yep. So, well, Panther, well, actually, Paul Cherry, is there anyone else on the switchboard right now?
No, there isn't.
Huh?
Hello?
No,
there isn't.
Oh,
hello.
Okay, good. So we're good. We can continue. So I tell you what. So Mike, do you are you there, Panther?
Yep.
Okay. So do y'all see a female winning this race or a male this year?
That's a good question.
It's tough. It's only been two nights.
I didn't see tonight, but I'll call a male.
You already know I'm picking Donnie.
Was Donnie introduced tonight or was he on last night?
He was on last night. He's the redneck from North Carolina.
The duck guy, right? Oh, the duck guy?
The guy with the duck dynasty beard. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
We're going to nickname him Dynasty.
Yeah, do I think he'll win? I think he has all the ins and outs to win. He hasn't missed an episode. He's watched every single season. He's a danger. They're going to try to get him out early, but they don't know that he's a danger because he's not going to prove it. No, he's not going to stop him. Yes, he could win. I think he could win, but I don't know. I don't know. I like Frankie. Isn't that weird? I like Frankie.
Yeah, I can see Frankie making it to the final five, that's for sure.
Yeah, because of what you said, like, he's very likable.
Yep.
He's a feel-good. He's going to make everyone feel good. Even when he's making them feel bad, he can turn it around and make them feel good.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody's giving Frankie a hard time about winning the first HOH and everything like that. Well, let's not forget,
right,
4 years ago, who won the first HOH? Some guy named Hayden.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And who won that? Yeah. I'm gonna. Yeah.
I mean, if you can surround yourself with an alliance that's gonna protect you and keep you safe, that's all you need. As long as you got the numbers, you're good.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you do.
I agree. Yep, we agree. Yep, totally.
Hey guys.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, damn, who you were with?
I kept trying to talk, and I go, wait a minute. I looked down at my phone, and right on the display it says mute. Duh.
Yeah, it helps if you don't hit the mute button.
Yeah. I called myself out on that one. No, I have a question for Laura or Panther. We did see, or I saw in one of the pre-interviews with Frankie, that he had actually wanted to try out for Survivor, and he had gone to New York finale of Survivor. He's a Big Brother people. I mean, he's a Big Brother fan as well. And Adam talked to Adam, who suggested that he try out for Big Brother. Did Adam talk at all or remember that he had met him?
It was so crazy last night.
I don't think he really discussed it with anybody. I mean, everything was so, so crazy last night. I mean, y'all know how I love to get photos and stuff. I couldn't. I mean, I only got a couple few. I didn't even get a couple few.
Now, I heard you rattling off names, and I had expected Monica to be there. Was she there or no?
No, Monica didn't come this year. I guess she had another engagement, and there was somebody else who's usually there every year, too, that didn't make it. I can't remember who it was.
Was Jen City there?
Jen City was there, yes. She had to leave, you know, pretty quickly, though, because she had to play last night. Her band was playing in New York last night, so.
No, but did anybody go to it?
A few people did, yes.
They could actually get out of there.
How was Mama Costa?
Mama Costa is amazing, yes. She was there, absolutely. She's amazing.
Was she feeling okay, or was her arm still hurting?
She's still hurting, but you know, she's got it wrapped, and not bumped into people, and
banter.
But what?
You're starting to break up a little bit. I know you're on a cell phone and you're moving, so that's understandable. But say, certainly for us, the Maddie, all of us here.
Hold on one
second. Something about Maddie.
I know. I want to hear what he has to say.
All right. Try that again, Paul. You broke up.
Yeah, I was just saying, I asked Laura to say hi to Maddie from all of us here.
Absolutely, I will. Absolutely. Actually, a lot of people were asking for him last night, and I passed that message along already. I absolutely will. But I want to let you know who we were hanging with today in New York City that possibly might come to Toys for Tots in December.
This is great. I actually... Jerry actually messaged me that this is so cool. I hope people are fans of this show because I certainly am.
It's very cool. Go ahead, Tina.
No, you said it. Go ahead.
Dorita from Mob Wives and possibly Big Ange from Mob Wives. Very cool.
No
very
way.
Cool. And I'll tell you, she is just the bomb, the girl. She's just great. She's just great. That's all I have to say. She's the real deal, that girl.
That is awesome. I know that we got a couple of models autographed last year for our raffle for Toys for Tots. Big Ange autographed it. And I tell you what, I know that we've talked about it, you know, last year. And I know they have an open invitation. Of course, I know that y'all let them know that as well. So that would be incredible. And that's one thing I love about New Hampshire is we're getting bigger and bigger. So, Mike, you and I have to talk on the phone. I tell you what, it's an event that you would really enjoy. This is my sixth year being part of it, like I said, and everyone asks me, why do you do New Hampshire why do you do Toys for Tots in New Hampshire? I feel like at home. It's incredible. It's beautiful. And I just literally just, I don't know. It's my safe haven. I love the people that works behind there. You know, sometimes we get a little bit crazy with each other, especially raising a charity. If anyone out there has raised money for charity or been a part of charity, you know how sometimes it's stressful. And we've had our moments. We've had breaking down moments. But, you know, I tell you what, last year it ran so smooth. So we're just really looking forward to this year.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that is a major coup to get Dorita and maybe Big Ange. Dorita is certainly one of my favorites. Been on there since... the first episode of that series, and I'm not sure. I hope they're coming back again. When do they return?
They're actually filming today. They're filming today during our little visit. They weren't filming with us there, but they were filming prior to our visit. And she's the real deal. What you see on Mob Wives, honey, is what you get in real life. She is the real deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, guys.
Yeah, she was amazing. Got to be in the right place at the right time, and look who you run into.
Well, thank you guys for calling in. Did you want to stay on listening? Cowboy, we do have another caller.
Yeah, we'll still listen. You can mute us, though, please, because, you know.
I will do it. Thanks, Panther. Thanks, Laura.
Oh, thank you both. We'll talk to you soon.
Right. Love you, girls. Thank you.
Love you, Cowboy.
Love you all.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am really excited. This is who I think he is. I am really ecstatic to have him come on. He has also been to Kentucky the first year. We did a road trip with the family. I think this is who it is. I could be totally wrong. But
all right.
I'm really excited to have him up on the air.
Let me bring this person up. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Paul, you said my line, man. You got me.
It's Al the Cop.
Hello, 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 everybody. How is everybody tonight?
Good.
Doing
Alan,
all right.
You know that you have Mike Mace on the line with us as well, Redneck Island Season 3. I know that you have heard me talk a bunch of bad things about Mike, and, of course, he's given our input to Big Brother, so thank you so much calling in. Alan, so what do you think so far of Big Brother? Because I know you're watching it.
I'm about to drop a big bomb on you.
I have gotten
back to work. I've just moved into a new house. I've got a new fiance. Well, not that I get them all the time, but I've got a fiance now. 2 weeks ago, I agitated my hip replacement surgery. I've been down for 2 weeks. I actually have not watched any TV at all, and I have not kept up with any reality TV, and I know that that's a big letdown for many people, but, you know, I've had a lot of things going on right now, so I actually have not been watching.
Well, you know, the live feeds and everything starts tonight, and the thing is I think I picked a player for you. I think you're going to like it, and everyone on the switchboard's going to agree. We've been talking about him all night. You're going to love a gentleman called Donnie. He is like Duck Dynasty, country, redneck, he's a groundskeeper. He's 42 years old, and
I told y'all, Donnie's
going to
win.
I'm in. You already got me sold. Talking about Redneck being Duck Dynasty, how could you lose?
Exactly. I mean, the most famous he's ever been was being the groundskeeper for Kelly Stickler. I mean, hello.
I mean, you got to start somewhere, though, right?
Hey, you got to start somewhere.
Absolutely.
I mean, I wouldn't say that I was, the groundskeeper for Kelly Stickler.
Well, I tell you, this is my thing is, they made him seem like, because he's lived alone for, 21 years? Is that, I have to go back to my notes. But anyways, I think, 21 years he's lived alone. And then going into the Big Brother house with all these egos, I mean, I can only imagine.
I can see Michael flipping through his spiral notebook because when we lived together, that's what he did. He would take his notes and he would flip through the spiral notebook. So that's funny. I was actually just in Durant. Me and the boys had to load up my U-Haul with all my stuff. We're actually headed back towards town right now where
Thanks
I just moved to. So it's funny you say that because I can picture in my head you flipping through your spiral notebook on your notes.
Yep, I take some notes. They may not sometimes be accurate, but the thing is one thing I've learned by doing this show is if you write notes down and someone's arguing with you, you know that you're right because you wrote it down on your note.
And that's probably one of the biggest things that I miss about reality TV is since I moved away from you. Because, man, we used to sit down and watch The Race together. We watched Big Brother together. You're the one that got me started on Redneck Island, and, when you told me Stone Cold was on there, of course you knew that would get my goose, and, you're the one that I could sit down and discuss everything. When that's one of the biggest things that I miss about moving away is not getting to do that with you.
Well, same here. I'm glad that, things are working out for the best for you. I know that you are very happy, and I'm ready to get Alan back, so you're going to have to catch up and watch the shows and call back in the next couple of weeks because we always
just to let everybody know, I'll go ahead and throw my confirmation out. I'm going to be there in Vegas this year also, so for all of you fans out there that are going to Vegas, for the old school people who know who I am, I'm half the man I used to be, but I'm still going.
Hey, Alan, how much weight have you lost?
I've lost over 200 pounds now.
Wow, that is incredible, guys. I tell you, when I met him, he wasn't this big, but I don't think that he's going to have a problem with me sharing this. He weighed over 400 pounds, ladies and gentlemen, and now he's down to close to 200 pounds. And I can look at his pictures and go, is this my friend? Really? I know you've had some ups and downs with all this, and you have just fought it like the best of them. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward. I am going back to Vegas with him in September. We don't know if there's a big party going to go on. We're trying. But I know that there's going to be a lot of friends and coming together, regardless if there's an event the weekend after the finale of Big Brother. So I'm really looking forward. I know in my group alone, we're taking 8 people. So it's going to be just crazy. Alan, is that your phone strategy?
I probably is. I'm probably getting close to where mine's going to start cutting out, so I'm sorry if it needs
right.
to.
All right. Well, Alex, thank you so much for calling in, and catch up, and then you need to call in about a couple of weeks.
Bye, buddy. I love you all. I'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
All right, Alan, and congratulations on the engagement. That's awesome, bud.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. You know, I've had a many blessings since I've moved away from Durant area. I've actually got back into law enforcement full-time with the great department where it started to turn things around. You know, yeah, like I said a while ago, I kind of agitated an old injury, but the first I go back to the doctor, I'm expecting a full release. So I'm back out on the force full-time. I've already put in for my vacation for September, though. So a lot of things are starting to look up for me. You know, the good Lord is blessing me in a lot of ways.
Well, that's good to hear, Alan. There was people telling you about Donnie. There's somebody else you might be rooting for. He actually is a friend of Louis Stervato's. His name is Derek, and he's on the police force in Rhode Island.
You know what? That's awesome, too. The more cops we get out there, the better, you know. And then I got a chance to meet Louis in New Hampshire. I also met Louis in Las Vegas, and he's a hell of a guy. He actually sent me one of his patches from Rhode Island before he retired and had one of his business cards, too. So, you know, you kind of have a bond with the brotherhood, even though we've never met each other. If there was ever a shitstorm, I know that they would have my back, and certainly I would have theirs as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, real quick, because I know that you're about to probably lose service. Did you watch Survivor when Tony, a police officer, actually won this last season?
No, I think that was right in the middle of when I was leaving Durant and having my issues there, and just figured the best thing I needed to do was leave and start over and start fresh somewhere else.
Well, just to let you know, a police officer won Survivor this last season, and well-deserved. He played the game. He went out hustling. But we'll talk off the air about it. But, Alan, it's always great to hear your voice. You're always a part of this rad reality show. So in the next couple of weeks, please call back and let us know what you think of this season.
I will, man. I'll catch up, and I'll start writing my notes so we can compare notes, and I can tell you who's right and wrong.
Sounds great. Alan, thank you so much for calling in. We can't wait to hear from you in the next couple of weeks.
Buddy, y'all have a good night. Michael, it was good to meet you, buddy.
All right. Take care, Alan.
Bye, buddy.
For whatever reason, and this sometimes happens with our connection on Talk, maybe not. I don't know. It could be cell phone or something, but Mike did drop off, but maybe he's back up. I'm sorry to be stuttering. I'm getting some computer windows showing up.
Yeah,
we
even have problems getting into the chat room today. Yeah, it's still giving us fits.
But at any rate, yeah, Mike, unfortunately, Cowboy dropped off the line. A lot of times we'll see people drop off and come back on. You've done that before. But we do have another caller that I'm not going to pre-introduce to you because as soon as you hear this caller, you'll know who it is. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. You're on the air with somebody by the name of Cowboy.
Hello.
Is this Mary?
It sure is, but first off, I want to say, Terry, I love you to death, honey.
You know, I tell you what, I literally feel embarrassed because I did not even contact you because you usually help me with this show. But
I know, that's what I said to David. I said, I want to check on Terry's Facebook page and see if they had a round table because Cowboy ain't told us nothing.
I tell you what, I'll have to call you. There's just things that's been going on that's just crazy, and I guess I just assumed that y'all would be on the switchboard, and when I heard your voice, I was like, what did I do? Because I knew that the show was missing something. I was missing my Mary. That's what I was missing.
Hey, you were missing David.
Oh, no, I was missing your beautiful wife. I wasn't
missing you. Well, honey, I'll send her to Oklahoma anytime you want her.
I tell you, guys, this is one thing I love about my close-knit family, and this is, you two are family, and y'all know this. You know, regardless, they could have gotten mad because I didn't contact them.
No.
And they don't, and they don't hold any grudges. They know how it is. They get busy just like I do. They have 8 kids, and if they don't, they're about to pop out a few more. But
Cowboy, a little girl spend the night. Well, she's not little. She's Hannah's age, and Hannah's best friend, Lexi, spent the night with us tonight, and a virgin to Big Brother, never watched it before in her life.
That is awesome.
Well, we DVR'd it, and 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, she 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, she watched Big Brother last night. And now she came down and watched it with us live and couldn't shut her mouth. We kept having to tell those girls to shut up.
so for her first time watching, who did she say that she liked in this season?
Well, she's watching it with Hannah, and she's a teenage girl.
Teenage girl, who's the hotties?
That is funny. I tell you,
no,
what,
it don't matter
is,
who the hottie is.
I mean,
is.
First of all, you got to say Ariana Grande.
Yeah, you got to say Ariana Grande.
Period. Any teenage girl is a fan of Ariana Grande, and they don't care. They're going to be fans of her brother.
Absolutely.
And then after that, all they look at is the bodies and the eyes and the bodies and the body.
You know, but the thing is, I'm a fan of him regardless of who his sister is.
I think he's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like that, yes, I got him because who he is, but I think what I am going to say this, and I think y'all will agree, regardless of who his sister is, he's still Frankie. He is not his sister. And that's where sometimes people, I think, says, oh, well, he's probably loaded and has money. Well, yeah, he probably has access to money if he needs it because, you know, he's really close to his sister. But I really feel like that he works hard for his money. I
Cowboy.
Feel like.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Calm
yes.
down. Please. This is another Alyssa Slater season altogether. Because America votes. The guy's got 2 million YouTube
well,
watchers.
Well, that don't matter. What did the other guy from Florida say when he heard where he was from? Oh, you're from there? That ain't nothing but rich people.
But that ain't, you
well,
know.
I like him, but yeah.
But, no, we do like him, but to me, how could I down Alyssa? Last year, I mean, to me, he's a lot more real, kind of, than Alyssa. You know what I mean? Because she seemed more like fake, like Rachel. I love them both, but I don't mean to call fake, but you know what I mean? It's just the way they acted or something. He seems real to me.
Right.
Like, I can go to New York and visit Tom and Terry, and I'd see somebody just like him. He's
absolutely
not like everybody else. He's a one of a kind, and so I
yes
want to like him. But then again, I think
yeah
this is America's season, and they're going to put Frankie Grande on there.
Yeah, I,
okay.
Mary, I was.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about the America votes and the voting base that he has. We've all mentioned that several times when we saw the cast revealed. But I was very surprised that he didn't get that first vote that we saw tonight. Before you react to that, I do want to honor a chatter in our chat room by playing his clip that he did for Cowboy. And you'll know who this is when I play it, Cowboy.
Yep,
hey, 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 this is HR, the Big Brother House Rodent, and the ghost of Jordan the Squirrel. You're listening to the Reality Roundtable with Michael Cowboy Ellis. Roundtable? Cowboys don't belong at roundtables. Knights belong at roundtables. Cowboys belong around campfires eating beans and passing gas after a hard day of poking little doggies. HR, I don't think Cowboy pokes little doggies. You're right, Squirrel. He's totally obsessed with Cassie, like he's really got a chance. How's your woman Rachel doing, HR? Shut up, Squirrel. Fine. I'm late for deep dish pizza night with Ron Rad anyway. Good riddance. And tell Ron HR says hi. You're listening to the Reality Roundtable with Michael Cowboy Ellis.
Well, I love the House Rodent. He is amazing. I give him strong props. But right now that I have the switchboard literally just quiet, I do. This is the thing. People listen for the first time. You will know I will do things at random times. I will be funny. I'll joke. I'll give a hard time. But I can be serious as well. And I have not done this on my show yet. I want to give special prayers and thoughts to Caleb's family from Survivor. Lost him this last week, a reality star family, and I know everyone on the switchboard just loved Caleb. Maybe liked his partner on the show, but Caleb was one of the characters that we fell in love with, that we rooted for, that we cared and devoted our time to watch. And people that don't know what's going on, you probably already know that Caleb passed away with a train that derailed this last week. And he was a very enlightenment of Survivor. He was just one of them characters that we learned to just love. And it seemed like he had a heart of gold. And, you know, my prayers and thoughts goes out to his family and friends. And, you know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. And I just, you know, he was a young boy, and it breaks my heart. But, you know, it's one of my speeches I say, you know, guys, if you're having a feud with your family or a friend, fix it tonight. I mean, because you never know what will happen tomorrow. So I just wanted to be a little sympathetic, you know, and sad for a second, but, I mean, he was family. I never met the guy,
yeah,
but I feel
like
I have.
But like Cowboy, so too, honey. We weren't on Big Brother, but you're one of our best friends. We weren't on Survivor, but Chris Doherty, winner of Vanuatu, is one of our best friends. You
absolutely
know, we're all reality TV. We all were given the chance of a million just
yep
to be on TV, and should be grateful for it and do the charity that we all do. And I fell in love with him just thinking, how in the world could he love Colton? But he straightened him out, you know? He did.
Absolutely.
I just hope that Colton's able to live on without him, because he seemed to, like, be the calm to Colton's storm.
We talk about the sadness of losing Caleb, and but
I
you know what?
David,
hello.
That's Hannah.
As much,
I figured that.
As much,
sorry.
As much as people that...
I don't want to talk on the radio. That's... No.
Dave.
Cowboy, huh?
We're talking about Caleb.
Yeah, I want
to sing
too.
Oh,
Caleb's hot. As much... No, Hannah, not Caleb on Big Brother, who's hot.
I'm Caleb.
My gosh.
I wanted her to tell Cowboy, huh?
Okay, go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, as much as a lot of people dislike Colton, my heart goes out to him because,
yeah.
You know.
You know, I do too, because that's what I'm saying. How in the world is he going to be centered without Caleb? Bless his heart.
Yeah.
But, Cowboy, the words you said, you're not promised tomorrow. I went to a funeral this morning. And it was my neighbor's nephew who has real bad arthritis. And a lot of times we had to call him to come up to help with her because she was on the wrong pain medications and would be outside not knowing where she was and stuff. And we'd have to call Matt. And Matt was tragically killed this weekend Monday night, and just went to his funeral this morning. And Calvary brought back the sermon that was preached at the funeral. You're not guaranteed tomorrow, and I'm not a preacher, guys. I'm telling you, I'm not perfect, but still, two times in one day, whatever.
You know, I'm 33 years old, and there's younger people passing away, especially this last year, and I'm like, you know, it's so weird, but you know, you guys know that I'm a Christian. I don't push my Christianity on anybody, but, you know, my favorite verse of the Bible is Ecclesiastes 3:1, and there's a time for everything, and I believe that. There's a time to cry, there's a time to mourn, there's a time to rejoice, and I believe that is a reality star motive, because it's one of them things where we go through some tough times as well. But we're put on a high pedestal sometimes. And it drives me crazy because at the end of the day, we do the things that y'all do. You know, we tuck our kids in. We do all that. And
that's the truth. We're just normal people.
Absolutely.
8 years later, we're living our normal life. We chose not to move to Hollywood and do the mornings with Mary and David that they want. You know, I chose to live in Kentucky and raise my kids the right way. And we're all just normal people given a chance at $1 million or $500,000. But we still just live a normal life and have normal kids. We're just like everybody else.
Well, I don't know if my kids are normal, but...
Mine are. Kids are heathen. They're normal, Cowboy.
I do want to make a kind of an announcement. We do have another caller on the switchboard that I know who it is, but has not pushed one. I'm not going to pick you up unless you push the one, just to let you know. Okay.
Please press one, because I want to hear what everybody thinks about Caleb from Kentucky.
Hey, if it's Dan Kaminsky, pull his butt up and
I'll
don't
kill
let
him.
One.
Put your pencils down, Dan.
I first off want to thank everyone that's going to listen to the podcast or that's on the podcast archives and everyone in the chat room. You know, without you guys, we wouldn't be here. I'm really just ecstatic that we are talking about Big Brother 16 and other things. You know, we talk about everything because we're a family. Sometimes we get kind of steered off. But one thing is I like to make things right. And I know that she's in the chat room. So after this caller, I really, with the time coming down, I see that Bethany is in the chat room. I know that she mentioned something about calling in last week. So I really like to get her input. I'm putting her on the spot. I don't usually do that, but I want to be able to give back to the fans, and I feel like she has a lot to say. So I'm doing a shout out, kind of putting her on the spot. You don't have to if you don't want to, but that invitation is there.
But, Cowboy, while we're waiting on one to be pressed, can I just say that I'd be so mad at Julie Chen and Les Moonves and everybody else if I was on this season.
You would be ticked if you were on this season? So
oh,
what?
I'd be choking what? Their necks and saying, huh, I'm head household. I'm safe.
You know, that is my argument to Big Brother is, but this is the thing.
Did you see what Caleb went through? I mean, the guy doing monkey swings on the thing and still holding on, but yet he might not be safe.
Hey, you're talking about the poses and stuff.
Yeah.
I would have laughed if he did a pose and he slipped off.
I haven't been on the whole time. So have you all talked? Does the head of household automatically nominate somebody who's strong so that they're safe?
Right.
Or do you nominate the people that you don't like and the people that are weak that they usually nominate?
If you want to stay head of household, you better nominate somebody you think's going to win for you.
Yeah.
But
who wants to keep the strong people around to the end that can hold the key for 5 hours?
It don't matter. You might want to pick the strong guys, and it might be a stupid mental thing to where you needed a smart woman. So you don't know what to pick.
Yeah, it's going to unfold. Listen, these house guests know that when they come in, they better be ready to change their strategy. They're going to figure out some strategy. I mean, think about last season with the MVP. It didn't take them too long to recognize that if they got Alyssa on their side, they could use her. So they will adjust to it. Hey, Cowboy, the caller did, in fact, push the one, and you were totally correct. And
I'm kind of surprised he could count to one.
Well, I was going to introduce him, but when you're giving
okay,
that...
Okay, Cowboy.
Right now so he can respond.
I'm not saying a word to that last comment. I don't know if I can compete with all these southern accents.
Well, Dan, I tell you what, we really do appreciate, you know, the thing is, you know, you're from this, you know, side of the world. You just kind of replanted yourself in Vegas about 20 years ago.
I'm a Yankee. I ain't no southern boy. Give me a break. I live in the real world.
You dang Yankee. we love Yankees on the show. I promise you that. I showed up with your butt.
Oh, I've seen your butt, too. It ain't very cute.
It's actually pretty sexy. Thank you for looking at my butt, Dan.
Yeah, I seen you in Disneyland.
Cowboy, we ain't going to tell you. We told that little girl that's never watched Big Brother before about our best friend, Cowboy, who ran through the yard naked with a cowboy hat on his long dong.
She's seen it.
We're not going to tell you that.
She's seen the other guy doing it. She's like, I said, yeah, but Cowboy had a long one. He showed it. She said,
oh, you're all dreaming. It ain't really all that big.
I said, David, she's young. She's only like in seventh grade. She's not even in ninth grade like Hannah.
I so want to say something, but literally, I tell you how involved my kids are with this season of Big Brother. They watched it, and they're listening to the radio show. Actually, obviously, I've taken it off the speakerphone, but Zoe and Douglas is actually in the room listening, and which I'm kind of surprised. Douglas has never taken an interest, and he's in here listening. He has to be bored a little bit. He's shaking his head yes a little bit. But I tell you, I love how Big Brother brings people together and the new listeners. Dan, did you have a chance to watch last night and tonight yet?
It's not on until 9 o'clock here, Michael, and I did see it last night.
Well, good luck for tonight, honey.
Oh, I'll get there eventually.
It's crazy.
Of the eight of last night, who
hey,
did
Michael,
you like
want to tell
most?
Anybody? You want to tell anybody about what we're thinking of doing in September?
Well, tell me who you're rooting for first of the first eight.
Oh, the first eight. Probably Bobby. I'd like to see him win.
Who?
That you know how bad I am at names.
Okay, Donnie, the guy with
Donnie,
the long beard.
That's it.
Yeah, he's cool.
Everyone's picking
cool
him.
To me.
All right, so
yeah,
Dan,
I like
so, yeah, I'd like to, especially I'd like to have him in Vegas. What we're trying to do is we're trying to get the names of people that's interested, fans versus reality stars. We're trying to come together, Dan and I, and put an amazing event for like a finale type thing in Las Vegas. And 100% of the proceeds after cost obviously goes to the Paralyzed Veterans of Nevada, where Dan Kaminsky is the president of. And if you don't know who Dan Kaminsky is, everybody, he has been in a wheelchair for how many years, Dan?
34.
34 years, and he served for our military. And he is an incredible person in this world. And
I better hang up now, man. It's getting deep.
No, Dan, don't hang up, honey. Thank you very much for your service, honey.
Absolutely. So he raises money every year for the Paralyzed Veterans of Nevada. And every year the fans come together in Vegas right after the finale of Big Brother. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get names and who's interested to put on this organization. It's going to be a smaller event. It's not going to be 200 to 300 reality stars. But we're hoping to have enough of your favorite fans, our favorite reality stars at this event. And Dan has really hung out with some of the best reality stars that I know that will probably come in a heartbeat. He's friends with a lot of us. He's one of the fans that has literally embarked and touched a lot of our lives just to be who he is. And I've never seen him ever say this, but we have talked about it on our show, is the founder of this radio show before he passed away. Dan actually helped him live his dream by coming to Las Vegas and doing a red carpet event where we got to listen to Alyssa, Riley, and Brandon and Rachel for the first time. So it's one of them things where Dan is just a man that just tries to give back regardless of the situations that has happened in his life. And you'll never hear him say that. So that's why I'm saying it for him. And we are really looking forward to it. We're hoping we can do it. But the thing is we need to know counts. And if you want to be a sponsor or no sponsorship, we would love to be able to accept that so we can raise money for the Paralyzed Veterans. Dan has also raised money with Rick's Restoration on a pencil machine that a lot of you, if you are long-time listeners, he actually raised money for Rick's Restoration for the Paralyzed Veterans last year with a pencil machine. And he's always trying to give back, and we just want you guys to be a part of this and be able to meet the reality stars to the fullest. It's a small encounter that is just, it's Las Vegas, everybody. I mean, it's one of them things where it's an incredible place to meet reality stars.
I hate hearing you talk about Vegas all the time.
Well, y'all need to strap it and come on.
Yeah.
Las Vegas is an incredible city, and I have to say that because I did meet my girlfriend from Las Vegas, so I did get something from Las Vegas, and it wasn't crabs or herpes or anything like that.
Shut up.
I'm not touching that one. They spent a couple nights at my house. Okay, enough said on that.
Y'all
oh, my goodness. Well, you know, this is the thing is, you know, you live once, and you know reality stars are nuts anyways. I mean, shoot, look at David. He's probably looking himself in the mirror right now combing his non-hair.
He's watching a non-verbal Cincinnati Reds game because he can't turn it off.
That is awful.
Reds.
He made the mistake of saying about 6 weeks ago, you know, let me watch Kentucky Reds game. Everyday thing, guys. Don't listen to him, my little girl tell you. Daddy loves ball games.
She says, I like cartoons and baby dolls, but Daddy only likes ball games.
Well, I have to say, and you know, Louisville, Kentucky had a good basketball team this last year.
Louisville.
Shut up, Cowboy. You know we're UK.
Louisville's my second pick.
Hey, guys, before we run out of time, just one other Big Brother 16 question to consider is that with this America's team, if we do have favorites in the house, we have to determine, do we want them to be on America's team? Will that mess them up? Will that put a target on? Because Julie did say, or the card said, they are free to share it with people in the house, I believe. So I don't know who to vote for. Do you guys have any thoughts on that question? It'll affect your favorites if you pick them?
You promise not to hate me? Hello?
Yeah, I was...
I want you to promise not to hate me because I know the world right now, and I know Big Brother.
Mary, just shut up.
Well, I voted, and everybody in this house voted for Caleb from Kentucky, who's originally from Texas, and I'm sorry, but you got to live in Kentucky. You got to understand. And,
wait a minute.
Going Mary, around, Paul.
Mary, yes. I really wasn't asking who's your favorite and to vote
I'm
for.
I'm voting for the person that I want, you know, that's what I'm telling you.
But
I'm not going to vote for somebody else. Is it going to put a target on their back? Unless they tell, no, it's not. Because nobody knows if you don't tell.
Yeah, that's the question that we have, or I have.
My answer. They'd be stupid to tell.
Mary, there's three of them. If one of them goes behind the other two's back
and tells,
don't let the other one know, then they can make little secret alliances to go
they're
farther
stupid.
In a game.
That's stupid, Dave.
It's gameplay.
That's stupid.
No, it's gameplay.
You don't say that America voted you in.
If you got you one area, it'd be so easy just to get you out. Just tell you something.
No. No,
you
they'd
know,
be stupid,
that's
Paul,
one, that's
to kill
thing,
anybody.
That's one thing I love about David and Mary. They never agree, and
that's the truth. No, I know Big Brother. They're going to be stupid to say, hey, guess what, guys? I'm America's player, and so is Joey and Caleb,
just,
you know?
Let's just say
whatever.
Let's just say you just go duet with three other people, four other people, make a little side alliance, and you always let them know what's going on. And then once it gets so far, you've got that America's player. It's gameplay. It's strategy. I don't know if you tell or not.
You don't, David. It's stupidness if you tell.
No, I don't know.
But you know Frankie's going to be America's player at one point. I think they purposely didn't put him as the first player because everybody picked him for the first player. But that's okay because I like that girl with blue hair.
Well, you know, I like Joey too, but I actually picked Christine. I like her because she's been to Disneyland 50 times, Dan.
Cool.
Okay, we're going to watch
like
Christine, Cowboy.
The bartender thing.
Cowboy, which one? The barista?
Barista.
Yes.
Oh, and she also has Tinkerbell earrings. In her profile picture.
Oh, I was going to
say,
what, are you in her closet?
Yeah, I was in her closet about 2 months ago.
I guess so.
I like getting Brittany's closet.
Oh, Brittany? Oh, my gosh. Brittany's a brick house.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And what's so funny,
I forgot who, I didn't write this in my notes, and I should have. But when he said, three kids came from that? Really? I mean, she looks good. Oh, my goodness.
I'm pulling for her. She's a mama, you know? I'm telling you, cowboy, you don't know what, you do. But a lot of people don't know what it's like to leave their kids.
Yeah. You know, y'all did it twice, and it's very tough, and I want to say this real quick as we're wrapping it up and stuff, and I do want to talk to Bethany if she's on, but,
nope.
You know, huh?
No.
Okay. So I literally went through a lot of emotions, and I do every time they get the key and stuff, and it hits really, you know, to home to me when I see them get the key, because I remember when I received my key 10 years ago, and I still get emotional because we go through so much, especially the fans of the show, and you apply and you do your videos and you do all that, and then when you see that key, you just literally get very emotional because of the hard work you actually put in to get the key. And I do understand that we do see people that didn't try as hard, but I tell you what, the people that did, I just respect them so much because people apply every year, and I get emails all the time asking me, you know, I want to try out for Big Brother, but I'm nervous and all this, and I'm like, go for it. You never know, and I almost messed up. I almost didn't apply for Big Brother. You know, I there was a casting call about, at the time, about 30 minutes from where I lived, which is not far. I was supposed to be at work at 6 a.m. And the casting started, I think, at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I got it okayed with my boss and my mother, that I was going to go and I was going to try out. I was 21 years old. And I said, at the last minute, I was like, they're not going to choose no country boy from a little town. I was like, why should I go and be a part of this? It's a waste of my time. And even my boss and my mother both said, Michael, if you don't go, you will regret it for the rest of your lives. And I said, no, I won't. I went to the audition because I wanted to shut them up. And I showed up early. I literally probably showed up 2 hours early. And I was second in line. And, you know, something happened that the guy that was supposed to do his video first left something in his car. Would put me doing my video first, and I was nervous, and I had this big pimple on my freaking face, and I was so embarrassed, and, you know, it was just one of them things where it was God. And when I got a phone call 2 years later, guys and ladies, 2 years later, asking if I would resubmit my application, guys, stuff like that happens all the time. I went to one casting call, and 2 years later. But the thing is I've been on the show 3 times, and you go through, I mean, tests and all this, and I don't know how I passed this first time. But, you know, what was just so weird is I had to go through the process 3 times, just like this test. And it takes a lot of work. And so at this time, when they go in and you see the keys, I get very emotional because I know how hard they've worked. And then by the end of the season, America is bashing them because they messed up and they said something. And I'm not going to say I didn't have haters after the show. I did. But the thing is you have to learn how to control it. And one advice that I can give to anyone that's going to be on the next season of Big Brother or this season of Big Brother, stay off of social media when you get out. If it eats your lunch, I mean, people are just so mean and rude, and just stay off of social media. Y'all know how long it has taken me to adapt to social media just in the last few years. I mean, I battled it, and I think that's what stands me out from the others, because social media can eat your lunch because there's just too many.
Cowboy, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we really are running out of time. I want to say thank you, Dan, for calling in. We always appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Good luck.
Real quick, Paul, if anybody is really interested in coming to Vegas for a party like that, either put something on Mike's Facebook or on mine and let me know, because I don't want to go through all that work and not have anybody show up.
Good point.
I'm done.
Well, David and Mary, thank you so much for calling in. It's always a pleasure to hear your voices. I love you guys. And I tell you what, I'm really looking forward to this season of BB16. Thank you to the podcast listeners, archive listeners, everyone that was in the chat room. And special thanks to Mike Mace for being on the beginning of our show. His phone must have died, or some hot chick was winking at him and he had to buy her a drink. But special thanks also to Paul and Cherry. Without you guys, the show would not have continued. So thank you so much. And to Ron's family, thank you for letting us continue in Ron's name. So thank you and God bless.
Thanks, Mary and David.
Love y'all guys.
All right. Talk to you later. Next.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, Cowboy. Let's see. So, everybody, the feeds are going to start up in about an hour. I'm sure everybody's looking forward to that. We will be back again on Monday for Michelle Costa and the Manic Monday show at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And enjoy Big Brother. And I will close with Ron, as we always do. And have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with... Oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I'm going to do this one. Sweet Dreams.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you, everyone, and good night. We'll see you Monday night.
Good night.